Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to No Days Off Kingdom Gospel Radio Station. This is Pastor Dorothea Patterson. You're now listening to The Word. I just want to thank everybody that will be listening on tonight and will be listening later on. I just want you guys to know that we serve a mighty God. I want to come on and say we serve a mighty God, and there's nothing that he cannot do. I want the body of Christ to be encouraged, most of all to be strengthened, because this walk that we are walking is a walk that if we do not walk in the Spirit and if we walk by sight, we will lose faith. We will lose hope. We will lose desire. We will lose faith. We will lose peace. We will lose so much if we walk according to sight. But God wants us to walk according to the Spirit. God wants us to walk according to the Word, according to what he say in his Word. Because his word is true. His word is yea and amen on tonight. I want you to know that. God wants you to know that on tonight. And so I want to open up with prayer because I want to welcome the Holy Ghost to have its way. I submit myself to the power of the Holy Ghost on tonight, that a word of freedom and a word of deliverance will go forth. And someone will be set free. Someone will be delivered. Someone will gain their peace. Someone will get their healing through the word of God. For God's word is true, and God's word is mighty. So, Father God, we come before you right now with thanksgiving and praise, oh God. We welcome you onto this network, oh Father God. We welcome you onto the word. Hallelujah, this show on tonight, oh Father God, that it is not a show, but it is your word, it's your preached word on tonight. And we pray that it goes to the four corners of this earth, that all ears shall hear the word, that they will have an opportunity to know you for who you are. Lord, I ask right now that you, oh Father God, give impartations of your spirit, that you fill each and every last one of us with your spirit, oh God. Touch us, oh Father God. You know our prayers, oh Father God. You know us inside and out, oh God. You know exactly what we need on tonight, oh God. Release your word. Release your knowledge on tonight, your truth on tonight. And we bind up everything that's not like God, every distraction, every plot and plan of the enemy against the network, against the show, against the people that is on the network that is behind it. We, Lord, I ask right now that you protect them. And you put a hedge of protection around them right now. And, Lord, we thank you right now for everyone, oh, Father God, that is behind the network, oh, Father God, that your word may be preached, oh, Father God, that you may bless them, oh, Father God. And, Lord, we thank you for every listener right now, oh, Father God, everyone that will be hearing the word and everyone that received your word, oh, God, bless them, oh, God. And on tonight, oh, Father God, have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray, amen. Amen. And I just want to talk just a little bit just about this walk with Christ. This walk with Christ, we're in a time because we're in the last days time. Word is fulfilling itself. The word is fulfilling itself. The Bible is manifesting itself. This is why we cannot look in the natural. You have to be in the Spirit to really see what is going on. The Bible said we can discern the stars and the moons and all astrology and things like that, but we are unable to discern the end of times. If people really knew how close we were to the coming back of Christ, if we really knew, just like I said, nobody knows the time or the hour. Nobody knows. So every day, we got to strive. We got to strive for heaven. We have to move closer and closer to God. It is at the end of the day, all is going to pass away. Heaven and earth, people and loved ones going to pass away. That his word is going to stand. So at the end of this, At the end of this, it is a story that is already written. At the end of this, we will be united back with the Father. He will dwell with us. See, we need to understand what it's all about. It's not about what you see in, with your natural eye. It's about what is going on in the spiritual realm. It is about what is going on according to God's plan and God's will. It's about what Christ came to earth and he preached and he told us to preach. It's about the spirit of the Holy Ghost and the movement of the kingdom of God and the advancement of God's kingdom. That's what it is about. It's not about the things of this world. See, the things of this world are here to distract us. The troubles of this world is here to distract us. But Christ said he's overcome the things of this world. So we're able to overcome the things of this world. So they're here to distract us. They're here to move us out of the will of God. That's what it is there for. And then God said, I allow your faith and to be tried by the fire. We're going to be tried by fire. We were talking about this in church today, how God is trying us by fire. He's trying your works. He's trying everything by the fire. So don't think that the God that we serve and the God that we read about is just sitting and not moving according to his plan. Because he said, I'm going to move swiftly. I'm going to do some things quickly. See, we're running out of time. And God said, look, in the last days, I'm going to pour my spirit out. Because, see, he do not want anybody to perish. That's why he sent his only begotten son. That's why Christ died on the cross for you and for me, for the Jews, and guess what? And for the Gentiles. For anyone that believes, do you dare believe things of God? Will we turn back to the things of God and the commandments of God? Will we turn back to the ways of God according to the Bible? For the Bible said that this book is here to instruct us, to correct us. This Bible is here to direct us. But will we follow? Will we read the manuscript? Will we follow the manuscript? Because it's things in the Bible, just because it's written and it's listed in the Bible, does not mean that that is how God wants us to live. Some of the things in the Bible, he's saying, I don't want you to live like that. It's not good for men to have multiple wives and multiple women and women to have multiple men. It is not of God. But the worldly system say it is. The Bible say that, you know, and they had many wives. It was law that they were able to have as many wives as they could take care of. But was that something that God agreed upon? That's not something that God was pleased with. He said it is good that you have one wife. One wife. Leave your mother and cleave to your wife, not your wife. God gave Adam Eve, not multiple Eve, even though the worldly system and the law begin to determine how we live our life here on earth, and what is acceptable here on earth may not be acceptable in God's eyes. But because now that we call what is good bad and what bad is good, we're able to confirm our ways to the ways of this world. And we're not confirming ourselves to the ways of the book. See, the ways of the book is strange to us when it shouldn't be strange to us, because we're strangers of this world. the customs of this world should be strange to us. We should not conform ourselves to the world. We should not transform our ways, and we should not, you know, our looks, and then we look like the world. Now we are not set apart. Now there's no difference, God said. But God said he called us to be set apart because we are a peculiar people. But now we fit in. Now nobody knows who's who until we open up our mouth. But God said, no, I want you to be a light in a dark world. He said that it is going to be many troubles in this world. But because of Christ Jesus, we're able to conquer them all. For he's given us the keys to the kingdom. For we have power to tread on serpents and scorpions. But he said, until we understand who we are and according to the word of God, we would never be able to walk in the complete power that God has given us and have ordained for us to walk in until we know his word, until we get empowered with the Holy Ghost, until we understand what that means and how the power of the Holy Ghost, it transformed your whole life. Everything about you will change. According to the word of God, he said that you would begin to betray the fruit of the Spirit. He said you are a new creature. You are a new person. He said you are made new. Old things are passed away. The old man is put away with. He said, then renew your mind. Let this mind be in you that is in Christ Jesus. Let the mind that is in Christ Jesus also be within you. Transform your mind. Renew your mind daily. Every day we have to read the word. We got to be in the presence of God. It's not a day that passes. We should not be praying without ceasing. It's not a day go by that we should not talk to God and have fellowship with him. He wants us to turn back to him and know who he is. He's there. He's waiting. He said, look, if my people who are called by my name, we are called by his name. He is calling us. He said, go and preach. Go and preach the gospel, the truth of the gospel. Let it line up with the word of God. Read the word of God for yourself. Plant it in your heart so that it may not get taken from you. Know the word for yourself. Know the Father for yourself. So when a word comes that's not of God, you will know it. Have discernment for yourself. Know God's voice for yourself. In a stranger voice, you won't follow that voice according to the word of God. I'm not following no other doctrine. You can't get me to follow your ways. You can't get me to follow your beliefs because I know my Father's voice in a strange voice. I'm not following it. This is what God is saying on today. We're following strange voices and we're confirming to the ways of this world because they say it's okay to dibble and dabble in a little white magic and, you know, a little voodoo dust, and it's all right to burn a little sage, and it's all right to light a little white candles in my house, in the corner, here and there, and put pictures up of my lost ones, my loved ones that are no longer here. It's okay because, see, now the world is calling what God called wrong right. They said it's okay for the same sex to marry when the Bible say that it is not okay. We're calling what is wrong right. But they say it's wrong for us to preach the gospel. It's wrong for us to preach against it.
So our wrong, our right now is made wrong. So you can't come against the things that the world have accepted, or you know, in certain countries you can't even preach the gospel. You can't even mention Jesus. You can't even mention the cross. So count it all good that we're somewhere where we have the freedom of speech and that we can speak this gospel freely. Now, the spiritual realm, you're going to have a lot of hell in, because the spiritual realm is coming after you when you open up your mouth and you begin to speak the truth of the matter, and you begin to speak the gospel and live the ways of God. Then all hell will rise up against you. But don't you understand that hell is under your feet, that you're crushing Satan head under your feet, according to the word of God, that you have nothing to fear. See, we're looking in the natural. We're looking to see what is going on and what God is allowing in the natural. But when you begin to look in the spirit and see what God is doing in the spirit and understand what the enemy meant for bad, God turned it good, because the enemy meant to destroy you. The enemy want to take your peace and your joy, and he want to even take your life. But God said, look, I spared your life, though. Your hands, you can still call on the name of Jesus. You're still in your right mind. He said, look, let me remind you, everything that was snatched from Job was given back. So it's nothing that God allows the enemy to snatch, or God to snatch it. You can't get that back, because the plans that God had for you is great. The plans God had for you, no man can stop. No devil can stop, as long as you accept him, as long as you say, yes, God, let your will be done in my life. No devil can stop it. No witch can stop it. No voodoo can stop it. No black magic can stop it, because it's under our feet. We have a hedge of protection. We have an army that is strong, that is fighting on our behalf. God is just saying, you stand in position. I need you to do what I called you to do in prayer and in fasting, because, see, it's a real live Satan out there that want to destroy you because you're preaching the gospel. It's because you're heaven bound. And God said, I want to empower you. I want to make sure that you understand who you are, and I need you to understand who your God is. Do we understand who God is? When he said, I can do the impossible, it is nothing impossible for me. He said, what is impossible for man is not impossible for God. Don't you understand? He is the creator of all things. He made you. He made me. And the pit is a greater picture. It's a greater outcome. Your mind, it had not even entered your mind what God had prepared for us. If it did enter your mind, you would be anxious and eagerly waiting for Christ to come back. You will be doing everything that the books say, waiting and eagerly waiting on the coming back of Christ. You will be eagerly trying to do what God has called you to do, and know the purpose, that the reason why you are here on this earth. It is very important that we know our purpose. It's very important that we understand the calling that is on our life. And once you understand the purpose and you have a purpose-driven life, that is nothing that Satan can do to stop you. It's nothing that a witch or warlock can do. Once you tap into your purpose-driven life, once you understand what you're called to do, and once you're anchored in the things of God for your life and the will for your life, and not concentrating what God has called other people to do. No, just keep your eyes on him, and you won't sink. And God said, I'm going to complete the work that I started in you. See, we don't, God, don't take your eyes off of him. Don't take your eyes off of Jesus. Because don't you understand that when we call on Jesus, demons is trembling. They tremble. They scatter. They scat. They disperse. When you know who Jesus is, and when you come in the power and the authority of Jesus Christ, don't you understand when Moses and Aaron threw down that stick and it turned into a snake and ate the other two snakes? Don't you understand? He know the power of his God. He know the power of his God. When you know the power of your God, you'll walk power. You'll walk in that confidence. But Satan don't want you to know the power. He don't want you to experience the power of the Holy Ghost and the movement and the fire of the Holy Ghost that burned deep down inside, that fire that changed, that burned up everything that's not like God. It ain't nothing like when God purify you. It ain't nothing like when God cleanses you. It may not feel good totally, but the aftermath is amazing. The change that come about when you allow God to enter into your heart, So you want him to live in your heart. You want him to dwell inside of your heart so that no unforgiveness and bitterness and lust and all these things don't enter into your heart. He got to be in your heart. His word got to be planted on your heart that you may not sin against him. God got to be in your heart. Does he want to be in your heart? He want to be your heart. This is what God is saying on today. He want to deliver us from a dark world. One day this world is going to pass away. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived to think that this is all to it, that it's nothing else to it. It is something to it. It's something more to this. Don't be deceived in the Big Bang. Don't be deceived to think that it's no judgment after this. Don't be deceived to think that Christ is not coming back. And we don't know everything in its fullness. God said he only show us in part. He's only telling us things in part. He said, but at the end we shall know. So the things that you don't understand, have peace with it. But God said he's going to give you understanding for the things that you need to understand. He's going to show you mysteries. The Holy Ghost is going to lead you into all truth where you have no question. There's no question in my mind. I have no doubt because the Holy Ghost would lead us to all truth. The Holy Ghost would open up blind eyes, and the Holy Ghost would open up deaf ears. Once the Holy Ghost dwells within you, you can't be blind because it leads you. It directs you. It speaks to you. So until the Holy Ghost can dwell within you, you're deaf and you're blind and you cannot see. So you want the Holy Ghost to lead you because without the Holy Ghost, you can't understand the word of God. Without him leading and revealing the truth and the mysteries and the revelations of the scriptures and the mysteries of the scriptures, only through the Holy Ghost. Let's be moved to the Holy Ghost. I'm going to read a little bit on tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Let's see. I'm just going to pick something. Yes, Lord, we thank you. Matter of fact, I think I'm just going to play. I'm going to look for a couple scriptures that I should have had prior to the show. Amen. I'm going to play a short song. I don't want to play nothing lengthy.
I just want to pull up my scriptures. Hallelujah. You know, to God be the glory. He's awesome. He's mighty. There's nothing that he cannot do. There's nothing that our God cannot do. Yes, yes, what are we going to pray? I don't want to take all day doing it either. I'll be scrolling down my little bit. We're going to pray a little bit of Well Mercy.
What happens in worship, it's like a call and response. But most churches, we call, but we never wait for the response. We worship, but then we never wait on the response of God. I want you to lift your hands. We're going to take just a few moments. I think we're just a little bit ahead of time tonight anyway. We're going to take just a few moments. We're going to wait on Jesus. God, I wish I had a voice to sing tonight. We're going to wait on Jesus. Somebody lift your hands.
know, sometimes we have to wait on the Lord. All we need to wait on him all the time. See, sometimes we're moving just a little bit too fast. Hallelujah. But we're going to wait, and we're going to allow God to lead us. We're going to, you know, let him direct all our ways. Hallelujah. And so this is called the Word. So we definitely got to get into the Word. It's about what God says. Always about what God says. Always know the Word of God for yourself. I was listening to a preacher, a well-known preacher. I'm not going to say no names like right now. I mean, I'm not afraid to say no names. I commented on the post and everything. I'm not afraid. That's not what it is about. But it's not about that tonight, so we're not going to get into it. But my reasoning is because I was listening to a preacher, and he twisted the word. And he was reading the scripture. I was like, wait a minute, I don't think that scripture say that. And so I went back, I wrote the scripture down, and I went back and read the scripture for myself. And he added to the word of God to make, I mean, he just, the scripture had nothing to do with what he was saying. He added words, and I said, Lord Jesus. And it was such a harsh one. But anyway, my point is this. Know God's word for yourself. That's why you got to read his word. You got to make sure that, you know, we're preaching all the same gospel. We were talking about it in church. We read it in the word of God where Paul was writing to the church that, you know, we should be preaching the same doctrine. We should be preaching the same thing. We should not have different doctrines, different beliefs. So you can preach out of the same word and quote the same scriptures, but the doctrine can be totally different. The doctrine can be totally different. So what doctrine? Are we preaching the doctrine, Christ Jesus? Would he call us to preach? Line it up with the word. So we're going to start, I'm going to read some Psalms. I'm going to start with a familiar passage of Psalms, but it's very, very powerful. Psalms 23, 23 is very powerful. I'm just going to be reading and reading because I don't know. You know, people would think I like to read. I like to read, but I really don't like reading out loud. I just really don't. Never did. But my mother always made me read out loud as a child. I don't know why. Now I kind of figure out why, you know, God, they used to call on me in school, read out loud. I don't want to read out loud. Hallelujah. But we're going to read this word out loud because God's word is active and God's word is true. And we release it into the atmosphere. Hallelujah. It cannot come back until it's void. God's word is living, is a living truth. Hallelujah. We believe his word. We stand on his word on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, he's about to do something powerful through his word. We're about to activate the word. We're about to swing the sword. This is our sword. Hallelujah. You got to be sworded up. Hallelujah. Suited and booted. Hallelujah. We suited and booted in the Lord. Hallelujah. We got our full armor on. Hallelujah. And the sword is sharp as a two-edged sword. So we're coming out of Psalms 23. And it reads, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake, for his name's sake. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So no matter where you at in life, fear no evil. Fear no evil because he's with you. He said, for he's there with you. He said, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, thou comfort me. So while you in the midst of trouble, while you in the valley of the shadow of death, God said, I'm with you because I'm never going to leave you nor forsake you. And while you're there, they looking at you. They laughing at you. They see that you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death.
They see that trouble is all around you. But in verse 5, it says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. So while you walking through the valley of the shadow of death, God is comforting you. God is anointing you. God is preparing a table in the presence of your enemies, because your enemies is watching. Your enemies is seeing all of this. They see you going through. They see you about to die. They see you sinking and all of that. They see you struggling. But God said, I'm right there to comfort you, though, my rod and my staff. They comfort you. He said, in the midst, he said, I'm preparing the table before your enemy. He said, and I'm anointing your head with oil, and your cup is going to run over. He said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's what it's about. We want to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We want to be in his presence forever. So you're going, even though you're going through what God is allowing you to go through, he said, I'm going to prepare a table. This is what God is saying. Psalms 24, it says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell, the whole world belongs to him. He said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell in it. He said, for he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. So we're trying to get in the presence of the Lord. He said, but those that have clean hands and a pure heart. See, that's why the enemy is always trying to penetrate the heart. That's why the word of God got to be in your heart. He said, he have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. So make sure, hallelujah, that your heart is pure. The enemy stay trying to get you tripped up. He said, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from God of his salvation. He said, this is a generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Shalah. So we got to, this is a generation, we seeking his face. We seeking, we're turning back to God. We're asking him, Lord, show us the way. He said, lift up your hands, O you gates, and be ye lifted up. You everlasting doors, the King of glory shall come in. So lift up your hands, O you gates, and be you lifted up for everlasting doors. Come on. And the King of glory shall come in. Not might, he shall come in. And who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. He's mighty in battle. Why? The word say so. So lift up your hands. Let them in. Dwell. Lift up your hands, O ye gates. Even lift them up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. That's Psalms 24. God is speaking. He is the King of glory. He want to come in. He want to do something. He want to establish some things in your life. Like, he is the one that established the world. He is the fullness of the world. Everything that dwells in the world belongs to him. Who want to go to the holy place? Who want to be in the holies and holies? Who want access on tonight? We're going to keep on reading. Hallelujah. We're going to read God's word, because this is called the word. Psalms 25. Until thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Come on. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. So we're not going to be ashamed. But those enemies that transgress without a cause, God's going to bring shame. He said, show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. This is God. Lord, we want you to show us your ways. Teach us your path. Teach us which way to go. Show us which way to go. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. We got to be teachable. He said, for thou art the God of my salvation. In thee do I wait all the day. We will wait all the day on the Lord to show us. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercy and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor the transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O God. Good and upright is the law. Therefore will he teach sinners the way. He said, look, I'm going to teach the sinners the way. So we got to go and we got to preach to the sinners. We got to preach to those that are sick in the spirit. He said, because I'm going to show them the way. I'm going to teach them the way in which way they should go. He said, the meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek he will teach his ways. So you got to be meek. You got to be humble. He said, I'm going to teach them my ways. He said, all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimony. Come on, this is God speaking on tonight. He said, for thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquities, for it is great. He said, what man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. We got to have fear, hallelujah, of the Lord. He said, his soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show him his covenant. My eyes are ever towards the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. He said, the troubles of my heart are enlarged. Oh, bring thou me out of my distress. See, we got to call on him in the midst of trouble. He said, I'm going to be there for you in the midst of trouble. See, this is a cry for help and for God to help, hallelujah, in the midst of your trouble. He said, look upon my affliction and my pain and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, when many is rising up against you at once. And he said, and they hate me with cruel hatred. So don't be surprised when many enemies rise up against you and they begin to hate you. For Jesus' name's sake, he said, oh, keep my soul and deliver me. He said, let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. He said, let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. He said, look, let my integrity and let my upright preserve me, because I'm waiting on you. I'm not reacting to my enemies. I'm not reacting in hatred. I'm not reacting in bitterness and unforgiveness. I'm waiting on you. So, Lord, I'm waiting on you to deliver me. I'm waiting for you to pull me up out of this situation with a strong hand. I'm waiting for you to scatter my enemies. I'm waiting for you to prepare a table in the midst of my enemies. I'm waiting for you to make my enemies, oh God. I'm waiting for you to say, these enemies you shall see no more. Oh, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. So we put our trust in thee. We put our trust in God. You got to trust him even when it don't feel right. He said, redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles, not some of his troubles, but all of his troubles, all of his troubles. Saith the Lord. This is God's word on tonight. We're in the word tonight. Psalms 26. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my iniquity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my wounds and my heart. Try my heart. God, try my heart. He said, for thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. He said, I have hated the congregations of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked, because God has called us to hate what he hates. Huh? He said, I have hated the congregation of evildoers. I hate it with a passion myself. And I will not sit with them. We cannot fellowship with those that are not walking upright according to the word of God. He said, have no fellowship with darkness. He said, what do they have in common? What do light and darkness have in common? Nothing. He said, I will wash my hands in innocence. So will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell all thy wondrous works. Look, I'm going to tell. I'm going to publish a thing. I'm going to tell it. I'm going to be thankful. I'm going to tell. I'm going to tell them about your wondrous works. When Jesus healed the blind man, he went. He said, look, Jesus did it. He said, don't tell nobody what I did, but he went out. And the works begin to spread. The gospel began to spread, and the miracles, signs, and wonders, and the deliverance, and about the greatness of Jesus Christ. He said, Lord, I have loved the habitations of thy house, in the place where thine honor dwelleth. He said, gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men. He said, in whose hands is mischief, and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me and be merciful unto me. Lord, I want to walk in integrity. I want to walk upright, God. He said, my foot standeth in an even place. In the congregation will I bless the Lord. So I'm going to bless the Lord. Like today, we was blessing the Lord because he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be blessed. This is God's word on tonight. God is speaking. He said, this is my book. And it cries loud and it spares not. It cries loud and it spares not. It say in Psalms 27, and this would be, I'm trying to make this my last Psalm. Psalms, I'm reading the Psalms, but they're very short, chapters. I just love the book of Psalms. It's just something about it. I love Proverbs. I love all of them, actually. It said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. It says, Psalms 27, whom I shall fear. Who shall I fear? The Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I got God on my side. He said, the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Who shall we be afraid of? God is, he's my salvation. We're not afraid of nobody. He said, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and they fall. So I'm not worrying, because when they come to try to destroy me, they're going to stumble and they're going to fall, saith the Lord, trying to come at me. He said, thou and a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. So I'm in war. I will not back down. I will not be afraid. I will still stand in confident knowing that he is with me. He said, whom shall I be afraid of? For our strength is the Lord. He said, thou and host shall encamp around me. Enemies rising up on every side, my heart shall not fear. I still have no fear. And the enemy is surrounding me on every way. God's still going to bring me out. He said, though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. He said, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. So look, I don't care about the enemies. I'm just glad that I'm able to worship. I'm glad if I was standing down. Look, I'm glad. My little church, I'm glad what God has blessed me with. I can go in and I can worship him and with freedom and liberty. I can go in when I want. I can go into the presence. And Lord, I thank him for that. I'm just getting excited because that's what it's about. I don't care who rises up against me. I'm going to serve God. I'm going to still worship him. I'm still going to praise him in spite of it all. I will not have no fear. I'm going to stand in confidence of who I am and who God is and who God made me to be. He said in verse 5, he said, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. This is his word to you on tonight. Be not afraid. Be not afraid of the enemies that rise up against you. He said, because I'm going to hide you in his pavilion. He said, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide you. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. He said, therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing praises unto the Lord. So even though we're going through and the enemy is attacking, we're praising him in the sanctuary. I'm lifting up my voice. The devil's not going to take my prayer. No, he's not going to take my praise. He said, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. Know that he shall answer you. He said, when thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. He said, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in the plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over until the will of my enemies. Don't deliver me to my enemies. He said, for false witnesses are rising up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. So he said, look, deliver me not over until the will of my enemies, because they have a will for your life. That you got false witnesses. We were talking about it earlier, how the enemy raised up someone to come against your character. So the Bible clearly tells us right here in Psalms, he said, for against me. Come on, let's go back here. He said, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty, and have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord. in the land of the living. He said, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So will you wait on the Lord? He will deliver you out of the hands of your enemies. For he is your rock. He is your deliverer. He said, I'm going to deliver you out. He said, if you faint not, be strong. He will strengthen your heart in the midst of trouble, in the midst of heartaches and pains. He said, I'm going to deliver you from the hands of the wicked, from your foes and from your enemies, because they're out there. They're being used by Satan. But God said, I am going to fight on your behalf. I'm going to fight the battle. He said, because these enemies you shall see no more. You just keep lifting your hands up in the tabernacle. You keep singing unto the Lord. You keep praising unto the Lord, because you're confusing the enemy. See, the enemy think that you're supposed to be shook because there's many of them that rose up against you. He didn't do everything but the kitchen sink your way, but you're still praising him. You're still making your way to the church house. God is still making a way out of no way. When you thought it was no way, God said, I'm still going to make a way. Still going to make a way for you. I'm still going to bring you out. I'm still going to deliver you out of the hands of the enemy, even though they're raising up on every side. Even though they're saying all manners of things against you, telling all type of lies against you, all type of accusations against you in your character, God said, I'm going to deliver you from them. And he said, I'm going to prepare a table in the midst of your enemies. I'm going to do that, saith the Lord. Let his word be true. Go back in the book of Psalms and read it for yourself. This is the God that we serve. This is the promises that are yea and amen, that he promised to protect you. He promised to protect you. He promised you. He said, we got to seek his face. This is someone that we're seeking his face. We're seeking his guidance. We're seeking his deliverance. We're praying to him. This is a prayer to God. Bring us out. Make me strong. Strengthen my heart, God. I can't do it without you. We have to stop trying to do it in our own strength. We cannot do it in our own strength, only in the strength of the Holy Ghost, only the power of the Holy Ghost, only through Christ Jesus, for his power only in that name and no other name. No other name that demons are trembling right now. But when we call on the name of Jesus, the demons is trembling right now. Demons is fleeing right now because we said, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you got to flee. In the name of Jesus, you got to back off of my family. In the name of Jesus, you got to back off of my finances. In the name of Jesus, my body is healed. In the name of Jesus, my children are delivered and set free. In the name of Jesus, my finances is about to boom. I'm about to have 3-4 streams of income in the name of Jesus, that God's will may be done. In the name of Jesus, it is so. I decree and I declare that the works of God shall be done. It shall be manifested in my life, in my city, in my community. I decree and I declare poverty to cease in the name of Jesus, that wealth, that the poor be taken care of, that provisions be made for those that are sick. I decree and I declare it. In this city, it shall be in the name of Jesus that God is going to open up doors to make provision for those that are in need, because he hear the cries of his people. He hear the cries of his children. The Bible said he hear the cries of the poor, and he hear you. Those that are in need, God said, I hear you. I see you. I have not forgotten about you. So it's time for us, the church, to raise up. Hallelujah. But those that are willing, we need provision. Hallelujah. So give us provision, oh God, to go out. Hallelujah. The harvest is plenty, but the workers are few, saith the Lord. The harvest is plenty. So, Lord, we pray that the workers come, hallelujah, that they will work, hallelujah, while it is still day, before it is too late. We don't want to be caught with our work undone. We have a work to do, saith the Lord. Enemies is not going to stop us. Satan cannot stop us. Satan want to stop you from doing what God has called you to do. That's why he told Peter, get ye behind me, Satan, because look, Satan wanted to stop Jesus from doing what he came to earth to do. But Jesus said, not so. I rebuke you. Get ye behind me. You got to rebuke Satan. You got to kick him out of your life. You got to kick him out of your house. You got to kick him out of your job. You got to kick him out of your city. No, you won't dwell here. You won't dwell in these children's schools. You won't dwell in our school system. But the blood, cover our children, and we're praying over the schools, and we're praying over the group homes, and we're praying over the hospitals and the mental institution. God is going to raise up a church that is we have real power and really walk in the power of the Holy Ghost. We got to know who our God is. He just told you that we don't have to worry about anything, that he got us. He's fighting every battle. He's going to strengthen your heart. We need to be strengthened in our heart that we may carry on and do what God has called us to do. So God bless every last one of us. Empower every last one of us to do your work, God. Pour your spirit out into us, oh God. Anoint our hands, oh God. Whatever we touch, oh God, let it come to pass. Let it manifest good for your glory. Let you get the glory out of it, God. Let your kingdom advance, oh God. Add to the kingdom. Let us be a light in this dark world, oh God. Put your word in our mouth that we may preach and people may be set free. How can they hear without a preacher? Send your people out, God, to preach into the world, to preach into dark places that nobody would go, into the dark holes that people just dread going into. But no, don't let us not be afraid, for you have not given us a spirit of fear. But we will go. We are not afraid of their faces, and we will go that people may be delivered and set free, delivered from demonic activity and demons. Children need to be delivered from demonic activities and demons. God, empower your people, empower your church. He said, I'm coming back for a church without a spot, wrinkle, nor a blemish. Raise your church up, God, because we're in the last days. We're in the last days. Lord, put your word in our mouth, the correct doctrine. Let us know that we know that we know what we're preaching. Let us be Holy Ghost filled. Let us be led by the Holy Ghost when we speak. When we open up our mouth, know that it is the Holy Ghost that is speaking and that is operating. Ask God for discernment. Ask God for discernment that you may know what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is just. Ask God for wisdom. Pray for wisdom. And pray for understanding. Pray for these things. Don't just pray, Lord, bring me out of this. And no, God, give me wisdom. Give me understanding. Give me knowledge, oh God. Direct me. Show me how to do it. Don't look. See, sometimes, you know, some people just want people to do stuff for you. But no, God, show me how to do it. Show me how to. So now I can bring somebody else out. Show me how to do it, God. Show me, God. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Don't move. Don't move. This is Pastor Dorothy Patterson, Pastor of Kingdom Come Deliverance Ministries. We located at 158 Orange Street here in Albany, New York. I just want to thank everybody that dialed in to No Days Off Kingdom Gospel Radio to listen to the word. And we just really appreciate you. I just pray that you receive what you needed from the Lord on tonight. I know I did. I know that the word excited me. I was excited. I had to calm down because the word does something to me. The word is living. The word is activated in our life. That word was activated. It shall not fall to the ground, but it's going to go out and perform everything that is said, because God is not a man that he should lie, and I believe it. I believe it for you. I intercede, and I stand in the gap for each and every last one of you, that God's word shall come to pass in your life. I just pray that you was encouraged by God's word, because he want to encourage you, and he want to strengthen you through his word. He want to speak to you through his word. That's how God speaks. You will know his voice through his word. In a stranger voice you shall not follow. This is Pastor Dorothy Patterson once again. Thank you for dialing in to No Days Off, Kingdom Gospel Radio. You just got finished listening to the word. And for prior to this, I want to shout out Pastor Todd Crazier Galls. She does Kingdom Talk. You have to listen to her. Awesome teacher. And just, you know, go back and listen to these teachings. You can always come back. You can download them as well. We love you, and God loves you more. God bless. God bless. Until next time, the word.